A Spanish court convicted 21 people today for the 2004 commuter train bombings in Madrid. 191 people died and 1,700 were injured in the attacks, the worst al-Qaeda-inspired act of terrorism in Europe. The court acquitted 7 defendants, including several the prosecution had accused of organizing the bombings. Jerome Sokolowski is in Madrid.
The verdict came after 4.5 months of testimony and 3 more months of judges deliberating over the evidence in Europe's biggest trial for Islamist terrorism. The president of the court, Javier Gómez Bermúdez, read out the sentences.
Debemos condenar y condenamos a José Emilio Suárez Trasorras como
Spanish defendant José Emilio Suárez Trasorras was found guilty of stealing the explosives from a mine in northern Spain where he used to work and selling it to the terrorists. He was given 25 years for each of the 191 people who perished and 10 years for each of the injured. But the longest prison term that anyone can actually serve in Spain is 40 years. 2 other defendants with sentences of more than 40,000 years were Moroccans Jamal Zougam and Othman Gnaoui.
Debemos absolver y absolvemos a Antonio Toro Castro, Carmen Toro Castro, Emilio Llano Álvarez, Mohamed Ibrahim Musaten, guarden silencio, por favor.
When the judge acquitted 7 of the defendants, he had to call for order in the court. One of the names he read out was that of an Egyptian, Rabbe Osman El Said Ahmed. Prosecutors had played a wiretap of a phone call recorded in Italy after the bombings. They said it was him bragging that the Madrid attacks were his idea. But Rabbe Osman's lawyer, Endika Zulueta, said the voice didn't belong to his client.
Pero pienso que él creerá que se ha hecho justicia.
I believe that for once, justice has truly been done, the lawyer said. What they attempted to do was try a personality rather than the facts. They talked about him being very religious, very Islamist, and very extremist. These are not facts on which to convict a person, the lawyer added. The court was packed with victims and their relatives who had come to hear the verdict. As they spilled into the corridor afterward, some were very angry. Jesus Ramirez is president of March 11 Victims. They were convicted with very light sentences. Many of us are very disappointed, said Ramirez. He still has pieces of shrapnel from one of the bombs embedded in his body. The explosions ripped apart 4 commuter trains during rush hour on March 11, 2004. Many Spaniards are still haunted by the images of dazed and bloodied passengers emerging from stations and cell phones ringing on corpses. 3 days later, Spain held a scheduled election, and voters booted out the conservative Popular Party of outgoing Prime Minister José María Aznar. Aznar had supported the United States in the invasion of Iraq and initially blamed the Basque separatist group ETA for the bombings. To this day, Spain's main political factions, the opposition Popular Party and the ruling socialists of Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, bicker over what happened and accuse each other of trying to make political capital out of the terrorist attack. Speaking in Parliament before the verdict, Socialist Deputy Diego López Garrido said Spain has shown to the world that the rule of law is the best defense against terrorism.
We have had a big trial without exceptional measures, as Guantanamo, for example.
The opposition Popular Party accuses the socialist government of limiting the scope of the investigation and says the Spanish people have a right to know who ordered the attack. Back at the courthouse, as police vans took the convicted defendants back to prison, Isabel Casanova stood in the street wearing a black ribbon on her jacket. She lost a son and a husband in the bombings. It's clear to me that the reason for all of this was our participation in the Iraq War, she said. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.